This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday unleashed another extended verbal attack on his opponent in the November election, claiming that the Democratic Party nominees Joe Biden and Kamala Harris should immediately apologize for what he called the reckless anti-vaccine rhetoric. Joe Biden said on Monday that he would like to see a vaccine tomorrow, even if it cost him the election. But he said, if we do have a really good vaccine, people are going to be reluctant to take it. End quote. Because the president's repeated misstatements and falsehoods with respect to the virus are, in Biden's words, undermining public confidence. Mr. Trump, holding his first news conference on the North Portico of the White House, said that contrary to political lies, as he called them, any vaccine approved for mass inoculation by the federal government will be, in his words, very safe and very effective. The Republican and Democratic Party nominees made their remarks as the presidential campaign turned to the home stretch on the annual Labor Day holiday. It's a time when COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus, is still killing about 1,000 Americans every day. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been taken out of an induced coma and is responsive. That's according to the German hospital treating him. The hospital statement said Navalny was responding to a speech that was responding to speech, but that long-term consequences of serious poisoning can still not be ruled out. Navalny, a sharp critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, was flown to Berlin on August 22nd, 2 days after falling ill on a domestic flight in Russia. German experts on chemical weapons said the test showed proof without a doubt that he had been poisoned with a Soviet-era nerve agent. Russia rejects that claim. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A Saudi court sentenced 8 people to jail Monday for the 2018 murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi in Riyadh's consulate in Istanbul. 5 people were sentenced to 20 years in prison. 3 others were sentenced to between 7 and 10 years on Monday. That's according to state media. None of the defendants' names have been released. Khashoggi, who was a U.S. resident and prominent critic of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, went to the consulate in 2018 to pick up documents that would allow him to marry his Turkish fiancée. Saudi Arabia has given varying accounts of Khashoggi's disappearance, eventually saying the killing was the work of rogue operatives. The U.S. Central Intelligence Agency has concluded with medium to high confidence that Crown Prince Mohammed ordered the killing. Crown Prince denies he was involved. Khashoggi's remains have not been found. Critics, including Khashoggi's fiance, have condemned the slow pace and secrecy of the trial. She wrote on Twitter Monday that the ruling makes a complete mockery of justice. Maria Kolesnikova, a leading member of Belarus's opposition, was reportedly seized by unidentified men in Minsk on Monday as demonstrations against President Alexander Lukashenko entered their 5th straight week. A witness identified as Anastasia told a Belarusian website Monday that she saw Kolesnikova being forced by men in civilian clothing into a minibus and driven away. Kolesnikova is the last of 3 women left inside Belarus who came together in the Opposition Coordination Council to try and defeat Lukashenko in the August 9th election. He was declared the winner in the election, but opposition parties, along with the United States and the European Union, say the poll was rigged. 4 Somali soldiers were killed and a U.S. service member was injured Monday in an al-Shabaab attack on an outpost 60 kilometers west of the Somali port town of Kismayo. A senior leader in the Jubaland Regional Administration told VOA Somali that the soldiers died when a vehicle-borne explosive device hit their camp early on Monday. A spokesman for the United States Africa Command confirmed that a U.S. soldier was injured in the attack. Colonel Chris Carnes told VOA that the militants used a vehicle employed as an improvised explosive device and mortar fire. At least one al-Shabaab fighter was killed in the attack, he said. Somali and U.S. forces seized the area from al-Shabaab on Saturday. Regional officials said the area is a strategic economic hub for al-Shabaab. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.